Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Firefighters continue mop-up near Devil's Tower as public asked to help. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Firefighters continue making steady progress on the two wildfires that burned near Devil's Tower, with the Left Creek Fire now reported at 100% containment and the Newton Fire showing little additional growth. The Left Creek Fire burned approximately 282 acres, while the Newton Fire is estimated at about 300 acres. The set evacuation status for nearby residents has lifted, Highway 24 is open, and Devil's Tower National Monument has resumed normal operating hours. However, all hiking trails and backcountry areas remain closed as firefighters continue mop-up operations and monitor for lingering hotspots. As crews remain on the fire lines, Crook County officials are asking the public to support firefighters with donations of bottled water, sports drinks, electrolyte packets, and high-energy snacks such as protein bars and beef jerky. Hygiene items include unscented wipes, lip balm, eye drops, and blister care supplies are also needed. Anyone wishing to donate can contact the Crook County Fair Office to arrange a drop-off time or deliver supplies to the 4-H Shooting Sports Building in Sundance. Monetary donations are also being accepted to help support firefighting efforts and equipment. Laramie man sentenced after a Facebook threat against Governor Gordon. A 27-year-old Laramie man has been sentenced after admitting he made an online death threat against Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon. According to Cowboy State Daily, Dawson Cooley was sentenced Tuesday in Albany County Circuit Court after pleading guilty to a reduced misdemeanor charge of sending a death threat electronically. The charge stemmed from a series of Facebook posts in May, including one in which he wrote, "I might assassinate you." Under a plea agreement, Cooley received a suspended 365-day jail sentence, 3 years of supervised probation, and a deferred sentence on a second charge. He had already spent 5 days in jail before posting a $200,000 cash bond. As a part of his probation, Cooley must undergo mental health treatment and counseling. Following his sentencing, Cooley said he regrets making the post and wishes he had handled his frustrations differently. He said the case cost him his apartment, his job, and forced him to withdraw from college classes because bond conditions prohibited him from accessing the internet. Governor Gordon did not seek restitution and declined to provide a victim impact statement. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.